Five current and former Flight Centre employees are taking the travel agency to court over alleged underpayment of wages, adding up to $250,000. Across Australia, there are hundreds of travel agents working for Flight Centre. Most of them are young and absolutely love to travel, but don't necessarily understand the way in which they'll make their income working for the business. Floss Adams has this report.
Over recent years, Flight Centre has come under fire over claims of underpayment of wages and ill treatment in the workplace. Flight Centre has a minimum base wage and any extra wages are made through commissions. Today, in the federal court, five current and past employees made claims of underpayment adding up to $250,000 between them. They are being represented by Maurice Blackburn lawyer Geary Silverman and the union Together Queensland. Geary Silverman says Flight Centre has a dubious and unlawful pay system in place.
We've commenced proceedings in the federal court today on behalf of five current and former Flight Centre employees, alleging that Flight Centre systematically underpaid them in breach of the modern retail award. And we say that those underpayments come up to about $250,000. And what we say is that Flight Centre have a dubious and unlawful pay system in place where people get paid below the safety net, below the minimum requirements, and the only way they can get to those minimum requirements is through commissions or top-ups which are at risk and which aren't guaranteed in any way. And we said that's unlawful and it needs to be rectified.
The five employees say Flight Centre places a large amount of stress and pressure on them to meet targets just to get the bare minimum in wages.
Well, what they've spoken about is what an incredibly stressful work environment it is where you've got to make sales just to get the bare minimum in wages. That creates a really stressful, high-pressure environment. And that's not surprising when you consider that if you just want to get the minimum basic minimums under an award, you've got to make sales consistently and all the time.
Associate Professor David Solnit from the University of Queensland School of Business says good businesses have strong cultures and shared values.
Cultures exist in all organisations, and the great organisations have strong ones, and they're usually around shared values and shared beliefs. Flight Centre has often employed young people who like to work there because it provides some benefits. And they work hard and play hard. My understanding with Flight Centre over the years, people work hard and they play hard. I don't think that there's any right culture. I think the right culture is one which drives organizational performance and hopefully provides an opportunity for people that work there to make a good living and enjoy themselves. So it's hard to prescribe a right culture. I think each organization has to decide what's the best one and hope that leaders can create one which suits both the organization and all the stakeholders.
Previous employees have said they've felt pressure to take part in company events to conform to the company's work hard and play hard culture.
Those people that I've known over the years that have worked there have, you know, they do like to party. They go on these excursions when they win incentives and they fly on planes overnight and they fill up airplanes full of staff and they go to remote islands. And, you know, you can call that a toxic culture, but you can also call it a culture which is based around working hard and playing hard. And I don't think toxic is the right word that I would use.
Mr. Solnit says it isn't always the employer or the organisation's fault that the workplace isn't for them.
For people to go work at places are not only the decision of the person hiring, but also the decision of the person going for the position. And I think if they realize after 6 or 12 months that this isn't for them, you'd have to think that it's time to move to go somewhere else that is. It's not always the employer or the organization's perspective or fault.
Mr. Siverman says this wage case wouldn't have gone before the courts if there wasn't union involvement.
This would never have happened if it wasn't for the union. I think that's important to know. It just highlights the crucial role of unions in workplaces, particularly when rectifying wage theft.
And that story was by Floss Adams.